Arizona schools didn't lose any funding because of the pandemic. Governor Doug Ducey and lawmakers made sure they received all public funding last academic year. And on top of that, the federal government provided $250 million to Arizona schools as well. But a new investigation from the Arizona Republic found many charter schools, which are also publicly funded, also applied for federal Paycheck Protection Program loans. Now there are questions about whether or not they are double dipping. I spoke with investigative reporter Craig Harris more about it. We began with an example, legacy traditional schools. How have they fared financially throughout the pandemic?
Well, legacy traditional schools, they have about 15 campuses across Arizona. And like every other charter school in the state and every other district school in the state, they didn't lose a dime of money. They got all their state funding. And so they were not hurt at all, like a lot of mom and pop businesses that were really struggling during the pandemic.
And then they were able to, sounds like, get even more funding from the federal government through a program that was set up to help those kind of mom and pop small businesses, like you say. How did this work?
Well, it's called PPP, or the Paycheck Protection Plan, and it's got a lot of criticism around the country for some businesses that got these forgivable loans that really shouldn't have got them. For example, Shake Shack and the Los Angeles Lakers got the funding, and after some public criticism, they gave the money back. Well, Legacy was among 100 or so Arizona charter schools that got up to $100 million in these forgivable loans. And Legacy, they have about 1,500 employees across their whole organization, which would put them well above and beyond what we'd consider a small business, which is 500 employees or less. But what they did is they had several of their charter schools, as well as their management company, apply for the loans, and they got a little over $6 million in funding.
And as you say, they're not the only charter schools in the state who benefited from these loans?
No, there's about 100 of them. Including Primavera, which is the ubiquitous online charter school. Then you see their ads all over the metro area trying to get people to come for online studies. They, as well as their management company and another related company, also got a few million dollars in these forgivable loans.
How much does it add up to altogether? Do we know?
Well, when you add it all up, it's close to $100 million. And the reason that we don't know the precise amount is because the Small Business Administration, they only had ranges for folks, or they didn't get the precise amount. So the range goes from $35 million to about $100 million. And so it's a lot of money that we're talking about that these schools got that were all fully funded at a time when, you know, barbershops or dry cleaners or a lot of small businesses really had trouble getting these loans.
Could other public schools, because charter schools in Arizona, of course, are public schools, could they have applied for these loans as well?
No, school districts can't get them because they are government run. The difference between charter schools and traditional district schools is that charter schools, in the main, are run by private businesses. So they're either for-profit or nonprofit companies that run these schools. And so, therefore, they were allowed to get these PPP loans, as well as a lot of other small businesses.
So, Craig, where do these schools say this money will go? I mean, it sounds like they'll have quite a bit now per student. Will this go to students?
Well, that's the tricky part. When you add it all up, they got about $1,000 more per student by doing this, is what we figured. And the money was supposed to be spent on payroll and utilities and interest on mortgage payments during the pandemic. But the problem is that they didn't lose any of their money. So to try to figure out where the money went will be interesting. Now, Legacy says, look, we lost some revenue because, you know, we typically have parents pay for our before and after care or our preschool or our food services, and we lost that amount of money. But I'm not sure how much they ended up spending on payroll for that if they didn't have the program, if the employees continued to get paid or they went on unemployment like a lot of other folks did.
So is there a legal question here, Craig? Is this something that was totally above board, or is this violating a law?
Well, there's a really unique, interesting state law that says you can't get two pots of money to educate the same students. So you can't double dip, and it's hardly ever been enforced. It's a unique charter school law, and the State Department of Education said they're actually looking at that, and these charter schools may have to give the money not necessarily back, but they may have future funding cut dollar for dollar. And it's going to depend on what the state auditor general decides, whether they want to enforce that law with these charter schools or not. Now, the charter schools contend, hey, we got advice from the state that said that this wasn't going to apply to us, so we were in the clear. Now, it's not all charter schools that did this. About 1 in 5 Arizona charter schools got this kind of funding. So some charter schools looked at this and said, I don't think I want to do this because I don't want to lose future funding. And, you know, we're actually a large business. Even if we divide it up by each school, which would get us under the threshold, it probably isn't ethically or legally right to get this money.
So what could happen next? Is there any sense that charter schools will be found in the wrong?
Well, it depends on what the Auditor General determines and decides, and it will depend on whether there is any kind of appetite to pick a fight with the Charter Association, which is very powerful and has a lot of friends in the governor's office. And you have to remember the Charter Board is filled almost entirely with appointees by Governor Doug Ducey, who is a huge advocate for charter schools. So it will just depend on what the Auditor General wants to do and whether the state school superintendent, who of course is a Democrat and was elected and was not appointed by the governor, it depends on what she wants to do also.
All right, lots to wait and see. All right, that is Craig Harris, investigative reporter with the Arizona Republic, joining us. Craig, thank you so much.
You bet. Thanks so much.